I'm going to start off with just a video of someone that you know and love very dearly. And it's just a short clip, but I'm going to play this clip, and then I just want you to just share with us what seeing what has happened in this man's life means to you.
My name is Robert Makumbi Chisache. I'm from Uganda, Kampala, Kawempe. And I want to say thank you to the partners of TPI, all the churches that have said yes to come and teach us, that have committed to come and train us. I say thank you. You have done a great job, and we are happy. It's not been an easy task, but we want to bless God for you. Personally, this training has been very good to me and to my church and to my ministry. It has changed my life. It is a life-changing ministry. And I encourage you to keep going. I don't want this to stop with me, but would rather have other people also have the same experience, because it is a life-changing experience. So I bless God for you. Please keep praying for us. We are praying for you, and keep supporting TPI. It is a great job, and you know, the work is too much, so we need more people to come on board and support. We bless God for you. Thank you. May God bless you.
And of course, that's Makumbi's son. So Makumbi, why don't you just express how you've seen the TPI classes impact your son?
You know, when I watched my son, it made me, you know, feel sick of home. I'm homesick. I'm getting homesick. But now, my soul, you are still here. It's not time to go home. You don't understand this. You know, when you see what God is doing in other people, it's awesome and it's great. But when you see God reaching your own family, you know, you see the hand of God in your family, leave alone the extended family, but especially with your children. You know, you guys, for a long time, this has been my prayer. When I'm praying, I'm still praying this prayer, and these are the words I contain in this prayer, that Lord, yes, you've helped me to see other countries, visiting other people. I've experienced a lot. I've eaten, I've enjoyed, and you have given me, or you have helped me to be part of this ministry, which is growing. But Lord, that is okay. But if my children are not established in you, Lord, I don't think my soul will be satisfied. So please let my children be established in you. I want them to serve you. I want to see them strong in you. Please, God, help me. Now, during that first class, and this is when Bill and his group came, I saw with my eyes, I witnessed this, when my son was almost sobbing, and he sobbed and saying, Lord, God, you know, he first shared it with me in my office. He came and said, Daddy, you don't know what, and you cannot imagine what God is doing in my life. Yes, I've been coming to church. I surrendered my life to Christ. Yeah, but I think this has been more like my father's religion. But today, during this class, God has revealed himself to me. Now, the way I understand who God is totally different. I looked at him straight in his eyes. I could not blink, and I was speechless. Inside of me, I was saying, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is what I've been crying for." So, brother, when you discussed with me about TPI, I said, okay, they can come and train our people. I was thinking of training our people, but here what God did, he's now training my blood, my children. So this ministry is making a great impact. You know, believing God, accepting Christ to be your Lord and Savior is one thing from changing from someone or somebody to change. So I see God changing my family, my real blood, my children, biological children, using TPI. Those are the only words I can say.
Well, those are enough. And what I want you to, and I want to just add to this, because I know many of you are in the same place that Makumbi was. Makumbi's son, I mean, can you imagine growing up? And I know, but we are supposed to give honor to those who deserve the honor for how they serve the Lord. Can you imagine growing up with this as your father? And seeing how he has worked from being faithful to God with five people in his church to coming to a place where they have planted 195 churches all over Uganda, and the faith that takes, and to grow up with that, there's no guarantee that means you've got faith. You understand and you see it. But what the bottom line of what's underneath TPI and what we went, it's not to communicate the facts about the Bible so they're educated. It's to teach them how to read the Bible so that they can communicate to God, prayerfully reading his Bible, listening and letting the Holy Spirit reveal to them the truths in the Bible, which you have to have a foundation of understanding the whole thing in order to understand the pieces. And so it takes work, it takes study, and the people who come there are people in full-time ministry who want to learn how to be alive. They've got a dedication to Christ. I mean, Robert was serving in your church, but he didn't have the same thing in his heart that his dad did. And all of those things, that is developed individually. And you've been praying. How old is Robert?
Robert is 32.
He's 32 years old. He's been praying for him till he's 32 years old. Don't give up. Don't give up. Because God is at work, but he's at work in an individual heart to reveal himself. And that's the ministry of TPI. And what you just described, I think when you said that's all I can say, that's all that needs to be said. Because what you have seen and experienced and the thrill of that in your son, you've also seen, but it's less thrilling in the other men that are there. And so I just want to encourage you, you know, normally it's just like we don't normally promote things like this. And you guys know that. We have always taken an extended offering for Makumbi, which we did in May, and I know some of you still give throughout the year. We're taking extended offering for TPI because the work is so great that we really want everyone in this church to have a part of it. Normally, we just back off and we don't push people to go anywhere that they don't feel called. But we feel like this is, we've partnered with Makumbi for almost 26 years ago, so it's a little more than that, but somewhere around 26, 27 years, and maybe 25 because I was here when you came the first time. But But this is a movement that our church has been a part of. And we really want everyone to be able to be invested in this. And I'm just going to quote Makumbi from the last time he was here, or two times ago, because it's been so many I can't remember, that when you go to heaven and you see this long line of people mm-hmm. who look like him, don't turn around and be surprised. Because they're there, grateful to God for you investing in them. And so let's just pray. Father, I'm so grateful for Makumbi. I'm grateful for the groundwork that he has faithfully laid over years and years. Sometimes with very difficult struggles, but being faithful to you and to have seen the fruit of his service that you have displayed throughout the Uganda and to us, and for the inspiration that we have to be able to just stop and ponder and proclaim and be grateful for the wonderful things that you have done. And now to see that partnered with TPI to be able to bring an understanding and a better ability to follow the Spirit and share the words of Christ and the words that bring life to people from a heart that's truly connected to you throughout Africa, using Uganda as a place to be a foothold to do that. We just thank you, we praise you, and we come to worship you right now, grateful for everything that you've done. In Christ's name we pray, amen.